So, Louise, you follow tennis at all?
Yes, I love the U.S. Open.
Poor Roger Federer, yesterday at the French Open. All right, hold on there because we've got Tom Perrotta on the line, senior editor at Tennis Magazine. Perrotta, excuse me. Tom, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
So Federer lost in the quarterfinals. That means he will not be in a Grand Slam semifinal for the first time in 6 years. A record 23 consecutive series semifinals for Roger Federer. What happened to him yesterday?
Well, he ran into the same guy who we played in the final last year, who happened to play really well. The conditions were really tough, too. It was raining on and off, and frankly, I think he just looked a little bit off, which, you know, we haven't seen in 6 years at a Grand Slam this early. But I think the thing to look for in the future is, if you like watching Roger Federer, watch him now, because this is going to happen more often as he gets a little older. You can't always be in the semifinals every tournament.
And if Federer encounters problems, it's typically, historically speaking, in the French Open. He does much better at Wimbledon and certainly the U.S. Open, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, true. It's been his toughest tournament, and that's the last time he lost this early was at this tournament. But still, he's been just a notch below Rafael Nadal, the best clay court player the last few years. So it's not as if clay is a bad surface for him. It's just slightly less good.
And it's not as though age 28 he's washed up, is it, Tom?
Oh, no, not washed up at all. I think the next couple of years he'll be productive and you'll see him win some tournaments, but it's just not going to be dominant like it used to be. And things can change quickly at 28. He'll be 29 this summer in tennis. It's as much as that's young for every other profession, it's not so much for that sport.
All right, so Roger Federer is out at the French Open. This is typically a tournament in which Rafael Nadal shines. So how's he doing?
He's doing fine. Hasn't lost a set yet. Hasn't lost a match this clay court season. He's playing today. It'd be a shock if he didn't win the tournament. But, you know, he's got a few tough matches to go. And if he gets to the final against the person who, Robin Soderling, who beat Federer, that would be a rematch of last year. Nadal lost to him last year at the French Open, and that was probably the biggest upset. Some people call it the biggest upset in the Open era. I mean, Nadal had never lost at the French Open before he lost that match. So that would be interesting if he got that rematch.
What is the style of Soderling? And do you think he's got longevity either in this tournament or moving through the tennis season as we get into Wimbledon and the U.S. Open?
He's one of those guys you just don't want to see in a tournament because he's a bruiser. He really hits hard. Huge serve, big forehand. He's a very big guy. He's not that great of a mover. But if he's on, it's very hard to return anything he sends your way. So longevity, yeah. I mean, I think he's always going to be very dangerous, but I wouldn't pick him to win the tournament or too many other tournaments because it's too many things can go wrong with his game. But if he's playing well at a certain point, you're really unlucky to be out there with him.
Tom Perrotta, is Djokovic still in the tournament?
He is. He's been flying under the radar, but he's had a pretty up-and-down clay court season. But he's still there and has a nice draw, but he would have to play Nadal in the semifinals. It could be a good match, but I wouldn't pick him to win it.
And Rafael Nadal, the story last year, back to Nadal for just a moment, was all about his knees not being great. And for knee problems to crop up in someone as young as Rafael Nadal made me think that he's a flash in the pan. How's he looking this year?
Well, supposedly he's healthy, and he looks great and seems to be moving as well as he's ever moved. He's taken some time off. He hasn't played as much. That's been helpful. I think another thing that people talk about less that was going on with him last year is his parents were going through a divorce, actually pretty hard on him. So mentally, he wasn't in a great
place. Well, Nadal may be flashing back at the French Open. Federer is out. Tom Perrotta, senior editor at Tennis Magazine. Thanks so much.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.